at sporting events. And they'll be at the Big Bash as well this summer, no doubt about that. And Pete Hanscom's looking forward to entertaining the masses as part of the Hobart Hurricanes team. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, guys.
Nice to have you with us. Where are you currently in Hobart?
No, sort of because there's a few Melbourne boys in the team, and Wadey and Nathan Ellis coming back from the World Cup. We all couldn't get into Tassie, so Hobart have come out, and we're doing a little camp in Melbourne before heading up to Sydney.
Right, so the whole team or just the Melbourne guys?
No, whole team's here. We've got a couple of practice games today, funnily enough, down at the Junction Oval, so if you're walking by, have a stop and have a look.
Right, well, we're busy with the Albert Ground today.
We've got the Media 11 playing the MCC today, Pete, so
big game.
We're one short. We're going to check if you went to play with us.
Fair enough.
Yeah, just make a blob early, come out and hang with us, Pete. That'll work.
Oh, no, why not?
Well, are you ready for the Big Bash? It comes around pretty quick. You've been ensconced in the Shield season to this date, but are you ready for it?
Yeah, you're right. It does come around quick, but, yeah, pumped. It's always a good time of year, and, you know, summer's around the corner. The weather's getting better. People are happier on holidays, and we're getting out and about. So, yeah, pretty pumped for this Big Bash to start. Yeah, and just to get into it, really.
Yeah, get into it, Pete, and get things moving, because there's still the spectre of COVID hanging over what this season might be, with borders still remaining shut. Do we have real clarity on what the season will actually look like for you guys?
Well, so far. But, you know, in this COVID world, we've always been ready to adapt and change pretty quickly, because rules can change quite quickly, but at this stage, you know, we're able to fly through most borders, similar to what the AFL did, and play games under quarantine measures. So going straight from the airport to the hotel, straight from the hotel to the ground, and that's it. So there's a couple of games we'll be playing like that, and then there's a few other games that will be under pretty much normality. So we just got to be ready to do everything, and whatever comes at us, just adapt and go with it.
Do you get used to changing teams and going into different formats? Will you ever get used to that? I mean, we talked to you during the year from Lords or from Middlesex, and then you're playing for Victoria, captaining Victoria, now the Hurricanes. Like, is that just the modern cricketer now, that you just get used to it, or is it still a bit strange?
No, I think that's just fast becoming the modern cricketer now. With the game, the way it's gone, with so many competitions around the world, it is now a 12-month, a year sport. And if you want to, you can travel the world and play as much as possible. So it's one of those things that, yeah, we've learned to be able to chop and change quickly between teams, between coaches, between different cultures, and just being able to get in there and do your best for the team and, you know, hopefully contribute to a win with every team that you play with.
Have you become a better cricketer as a result of your different experiences of different coaching, different teammates, different conditions? Has that helped you, do you think, be a more rounded cricketer?
Yeah, definitely. I think the more you expose yourself to different conditions and different ways of doing things, you know, when you get to play with different teams, you get to see how some of the best in the world go about it, and you know, you might be able to pick up one thing from them, and if that makes you a better cricketer, or it, you know, helps your game just that 1%, well then that's a huge win. So yeah, being able to travel the world and play with so many different people under different coaches is incredibly I'm incredibly lucky to be able to do that, but it's definitely made me a better cricketer.
Well, talking about people who are giving you that little 1% advantage, you guys have just announced that Ian Bell has signed on as assistant coach, and our listeners will know him as a high-quality English batter. What's that like? Has he been in and around the group yet? What do you think he's going to be able to bring to that space?
Haven't seen him yet. We only sort of, everyone flew in yesterday, and so today is sort of the big day where we get around each other, but I'll just be talking to Belly about his cover drive.
Yes.
one of the most glorious cover drives in world cricket. So I might do a couple of sessions on that and see how we go.
Fair enough, too. Hey, just on the Big Bash and the way it's played and the way you play it more particularly, Pete, is it a more relaxed environment for you? I don't know what stress levels you go through as the Shield captain for Victoria and the depression that comes with that. But is Big Bash a chance to just go out and play for you? I know you're trying to win, but do you just get a chance to go out and play?
Absolutely. It's just such a great time of year. We can stay nice and relaxed. It's that kind of format as well. Being so quick, you've got to enjoy it and you've got to be relaxed out there, because if you're taking it too seriously, it's going to eat you alive. So especially with the schedule this season, there's a lot of sort of play, travel the next day and just play again. So you've got to be able to move on from whatever's happened in the previous game and go and give your best in the next game and enjoy everything that comes at you.
Pete, which recruit are you most excited about for this season?
Pretty excited to see what Harry Book does for us. The young lad from Yorkshire. He's come over after having a stellar couple of seasons with them, making a lot of runs in the middle order. Sort of doing my role a little bit, so I'm a little bit worried he might put me out. But we'll have to see how that goes. But no, I played with him at Yorkshire a few years ago, and to see the way he's improved and gone about his game is pretty impressive. So yeah, pumped to see how he goes over here.
What does your team look like? We go to all of Tassie, our brekkie show. So for the Tasmanian fans, how are you feeling about your chances this year, and where do you think your strengths are as a team?
I'm liking our chances this year. I think we're setting up nicely and sort of filling positions in the squad with players that fit certain roles. So we're not just looking after or trying to find one kind of player. We're trying to find those players that suit the team and make us that 1% better. So we are shaping up nicely. Obviously, Scott Boland is a big one for us, and he may or may not be in and out of the Australian squad. So if we lose him for a few games, that's going to hurt us. But on the flip side, this year we've got Matthew Wade a lot more being out of the test side. So to have him, he'll be captain this year. Him and Darcy Short up at the top of the order with Dan McDermott to come in. It's a pretty powerful top three. So I'm excited to see how those three go this year.
Yeah, there's a bit to like about that. Would you like to see more international stars? We've talked about this a bit in the last couple of weeks, Pete, that it's probably lacking a bit of star power this edition of the Big Bash, or has it become that competition where it's not necessarily about that, it's about the guys that fit?
Well, I think there's got to be a bit of both, and I'm sorry to sit on the fence here, but you still want to get those stars in if you can, because they're the ones that have made T20 cricket entertaining for the masses around the world. But, you know, each team want to try and get guys that fit, because it's all good and well getting a name, but if he doesn't fit into your squad or your lineup, then, you know, sometimes that can be a bit more of a hindrance than anything else. It's also tough with so many other competitions going on around the world as well. I mean, there's the Bangladesh League in January, which takes a few players, and it's a shorter competition. So sometimes, especially with Australian squad, quarantine measures, you know, people are scared to come here this year and last year, so it is tough to get those big names, but it'd be nice to have a few of them back.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it kick off this weekend. This Sunday it is to kick it off, but from a Hurricanes perspective, Wednesday against the Sixers is round one of the Big Bash 11th edition. Whitey?
I'm just, Pete, looking again at your squad. It's so much firepower in the batting, isn't it? I mean, it's quite remarkable what you could do. I don't know there's a better group of batsmen in the competition this year for you guys?
Yeah, pretty excited with our batting. I think we've got got a really good setup as well in terms of, firepower up front. Like I said, having Wadey back this year will help Darcy Short. Darcy Short feeds off him massively. Like the two of them at the top of the order, I think they've got one of the best records as an opening partnership. So getting them back together is going to be huge. And then someone like Timmy David coming down the bottom. Yeah. He's starting to really make a name for himself in T20 competitions around the world as a guy who can clear the fence. So, you know, him coming in at six or seven to finish off the innings, I think we're a really, really all-round team in terms of our batting. So yeah, pretty pumped for it.
Looking forward to seeing you in action in the purple. Good luck, Pete, and go well today.
Cheers, guys. Thanks, Doc.